What's the name of the show? It follows C's PH.
What about Paul?
These ain't gang tattoos, y'all.
Little mama.
What?
Get a little more sexy. It sound like you're doing The Price is Right. We don't, no, look, we don't, look, just listen for a little, look how simple it is.
What? It's the name of the show.
Present.
Even though Korea, sound this on radio, sound the culture cool, DJ.
Yeah.
We are back.
Wow. Yeah. Another Thursday.
Wait.
Hold on.
I'm telling you to
it's
wait.
Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Wait.
You, yes. You
yeah,
wait.
You got to wait.
You got to wait.
Now.
Wait for what?
My
an
listeners.
Speak.
My listeners. Guess who the fuck is back?
Dalton already.
Mm-hmm. Talk. Now you cool? Now you. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Pop!
What's up, Pop?
Pop
what
in the building.
Hold on, hold on. Why are you so cool, though? Yeah, so you got cool? You was talking shit before?
No.
You can proceed now. You have permission. Now you can go. No more waiting. Go ahead.
Introduce everything.
No, we're introducing you right now. We're introducing you. That's Paulie Pittsburgh. That's Grants. That's Shop. That's
everybody
Steve.
Know who
how you
are.
Doing,
bro?
I'm all right. How y'all doing, fellas?
Yo, why you look?
Yo,
why
we
you
didn't
going,
even give
yelling?
Him his name tag. He didn't need a name tag.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's give him a name tag.
Give him a name tag, yeah.
Give him a name tag.
People don't know who he is.
You got to know who he is.
Introduce him.
Everybody got to know who you are.
All 43 countries.
But, Pop, what's going on, man?
Same old shit.
What brings you around, Pop? You was just in the neighborhood? What you was doing?
Yeah, hanging out.
Hanging out, chilling. Now, if y'all don't know, but now y'all know. Look, right. When we first started
trip?
This, yeah. Gotta put your name on. Yo,
you gotta wear your
when
name.
When we first started,
I was
this,
right. Lost. Else was their name on it?
Because we're here on time, promptly every week.
Yeah, the person who comes late.
Whoa, Paulie. I don't know about
yeah.
you.
You need to relax.
Yeah, you need to just chill out.
You look, just got here.
He just said, "Yeah." Me the Sharpie.
Yeah,
For everybody who don't know, right?
When this we guy first hasn't started been here this, 5 years.
Right. Look, when we first started this, it used to be the three putt show. Chops.
Putts one.
Uh huh. Pop.
Pop.
Putts two.
And C's.
Putts three.
And we had another person with us that had a corner. What was the name again?
Kiara.
Kiara's corner.
Yeah. I remember nice. That. Yeah.
So then, Pop got some money and quit.
Yep.
That's just how that went.
He went Hollywood.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to go Hollywood and Hollis, huh?
You went to Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Hollis
you went
Hollywood. Now, we switched it and we said, you know what? We're gonna what's the name of the show? We got a Jew. Once you left, Pop, we went Jewish, but we didn't get no money with him.
Ha-ha.
Then we went and got a Muslim. We ain't get no money with him either.
Oh, shit.
And,
got to go back to black.
Hey, wait, listen. They say bet on black, right? That's what they say. We're going to do a P. A O and a P.
And what that spell?
Pop.
Hi, Pop.
That shit don't even feel right. That's crazy. I'm the only one with a name tag.
Hi, Pop.
No, listen, everybody gonna have it before the show's over. Trust me.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Listen.
It's just for you.
I wrote yours. Look, everybody else got it right there. So, Pop, what's going on? Talk to me. What's happening? Oh, shout out to MV just left. Brooklyn. What's up, G?
What's up? What happened?
I mean, talk to me about the whole thing, because throughout the day, they was calling me, disrespecting me, talking to me, all kind of crazy.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Cassius threw a challenge out there. It took him 50 years. You know what I'm saying? But he's here. He did it. And it's dope. This is dope. Big Queens in the building. Okay.
That's right.
I was trying to explain to them earlier, Lau. I don't understand why. And this is something that does make no sense whatsoever. Queens get the money, long time, no cash. Explain it to me.
You asking me?
You from Queens. We from Queens. You from Queens, too. Somebody explain
I
that.
I don't understand.
You got some explaining to do.
Explaining.
They get money forever. That's all that was.
But
why is it
time,
no
cash?
Don't have no cash, though. I don't. Huh? Queens get the money. Long time, no cash. So when the fuck was
so
we getting money?
So if y'all getting money, why is long time, no cash?
Yeah. You were poor at one point, then.
Everybody was, that matter.
That's the truth.
That is. But what I'm saying, again, Queens get the money. Hey, we getting the money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's been a long time that we had some cash. That's a fucking oxymoron than a motherfucker.
I ain't understand either.
There you go. That's all I'm saying.
It made for good music.
Now, Pop, forget all of that. Let's get right to it. White supremacy, would you join?
You should. You should consider it.
Why though? Why? That's the number.
Couple benefits. You get a privilege.
But when they no longer need you, then what?
Now, but that privilege. Doesn't happen in the white privilege areas. That
That's
always
bullshit. That happened in every. What are you talking about?
Who does it happen to? Tell us. What white people you know that have lost their privileges? Which one?
Actually,
a lady just got 10 years for killing somebody.
Yeah, she just lost her privilege.
So, okay, you just said it.
She lost her privilege. She killed somebody.
She could have got 99 years. They said the earliest for 28 years they suggested.
And she got 10 years.
That's white privilege, if you ask me.
To an extent.
And they hugged her.
She got that
time.
She got that time.
And the whole 10
years for a body.
Hold on. Fellas, this is the same guy that told me. What'd you say? Also, say it now.
But realistically speaking, she should have got life. But she got something.
Now, with that something you also said, she fuck around and do 2 years and get a bracelet on the bracelet.
Yeah, but why, when it comes to white people, it's always down to they got something. At least they got something. Like, that's
whack. I mean, yeah, that's how you gotta look at it that way.
Why?
Because this is their world.
Hold on now. I'm not going to agree with that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Not the world. You can say this country. I'm Colombian.
Okay,
I can go back to Colombia.
My bad. Let me take that back.
Yeah, please. You was in Mexico.
Yeah.
We was having some good fun there. Don't say that. Don't do that.
Yeah, nah.
Because you tried that American shit in Mexico, what they told you.
It's their country. Even though they took it from the Indians.
Factual.
All I'm saying is.
Yeah. Wait, no, they didn't. Because Indians don't exist.
They don't.
You just started something.
Where's the last time you seen one?
What do you mean they don't exist?
I'm just going to fill you in. Talk to your friend here who doesn't believe in Native Americans. They don't exist.
How you gonna say that when they got Foxwoods, Mohegan Sun?
I said that doesn't matter.
They're in North Dakota.
We never seen them.
Look. I could talk for myself. All I'm saying to you is about.
So you don't know any.
No. When was the last time you seen one? You yourself?
Me?
Yes.
A couple of days ago.
Woo!
Where?
In Queens.
Farmers Boulevard.
Say it again.
Farmers Boulevard.
So then you know what you need to do? I need you to bring him here next Wednesday. I want to talk to him.
All right.
Bring
him. All right. I'm gonna see if I can make that happen.
Please put that together.
I don't know him personally, but
don't matter. Just tell him I need to interview him because I need to know what happened. Because if this is yours, like, look.
Hold on. What do you mean, what happened?
What happened?
It's self-explanatory. They fed them and they killed them.
But they didn't kill all of them. So the ones that are here, y'all just cool with the fact that all your host generation got wiped out?
What are they gonna do?
Outnumbered. They outnumbered.
Hold on. Huh? What you saying, outnumbered? So how many are left?
How many are left?
Yeah, you're saying outnumbered. How many?
Well, that I don't know. We will have to Google that and find out.
See what I'm saying, my listeners? This is where it gets tricky at. Everybody become now experts. Google it. Bruh.
Nah, why not? But,
hold on. Google has stopped a lot of arguments.
Right. Not in here, though.
Huh?
Because you can show people facts and they don't care.
Yeah, that's real. But there's still a bunch of them around.
How many?
They all
6.7 million.
Oh, okay,
where at?
Oh.
In America.
In America.
Oh, where at though? In America. Give me
spread
the
spread out.
South Dakota, Florida. North Dakota, Connecticut.
You miss the days of staying up all night. Life's been hard on you. You've been soft. Stiffen up with Limprix. 52% of men experience erectile dysfunction at some point in their life. Ensure you're always up for the occasion with Limprix. Fast-acting Limprix is ready when you are. Side effects include loss of appetite, increased heart rate, blurred vision, blindness, sudden numbness of the hands, joint stiffness, bone pain or fracture, increased gambling, overpowering sexual aggression, AIDS, glaucoma, fungal infection, benign but dangerous facial tumors, severe diarrhea, rectal bleeding, dark stool, psychotic nightmares, coma and or death, and in some very rare cases, a permanent enlargement of the testicles may occur. Ask your physician today about Limprix, brought to you by Crocter & Shamble.
You are tuned into
is the name of the show.
Present.
Even though Korea shout out to the winners of the Cold DJ.
Yeah.
We're back. Yes.
White supremacy.
White supremacy, Pop.
You should
talk
join.
No. What do you see wrong with it? You say it don't really exist.
What don't really exist? What are you talking about?
No, wait. We were actually talking about 6.7 million Indians.
Yeah.
I tried to make that go away, but I know. Fucked up.
They're everywhere.
All right, so wait, I need to speak to one. I need to know what's going on. Because if there's 6.7 million, that's a lot.
I mean, you
saying they outnumbered. They really outnumbered if you put the whole thing together. But if you get 6.7 million to get together,
half of them are in Alaska. How's that?
Yeah.
3 million are in Alaska.
So now why they put them in a cold place? Why they can't put them in a warm
place? It's not that
they
put them in a cold place. They're called Eskimos.
That's where they migrated to.
No, they've like been living there. It's just that
now all of a sudden all of y'all fucking archaeologists and know everything.
It's just the nook of the north.
Really? Common knowledge?
Yeah.
How common is it?
Four out of five of us knew it.
Yeah.
You just added Paulie. He didn't have to say nothing.
Okay,
Paulie, you knew that? He definitely did. He's talented and gifted.
Yeah.
Look how he just said, look, yeah. And then look, the white privilege. See, he didn't say that about me. Look how you just let him flip on me that fast. Look,
you said you're a special ed.
You went with him. Look, that fast, man. God damn.
CD,
and then look how he just yelled my shit out.
Look.
He's a special ed. See that? See how crazy he calls him talented and gifted.
That's how
wow.
It is. divide and conquer. You just try to divide us.
No, you did. You did that to me, but it's okay. Nah. I'm gonna stand over you on this island. It's cool. We're gonna stand on this island. Now, back to the good old. I need to speak to an Indian, like I said. We need one. I need to speak to one. I don't know where they are.
I mean, we might have to go to Alaska.
Yeah, that'd be a nice.
I need to. I want to talk to him because honestly speaking, no different than we owe somebody. I don't know who. Is it safe to say that the United States of America is the most powerful country in the world?
I'd say false.
To date, nah.
Would you say it's one of them?
Yes.
Okay, one of them. Now,
we're more powerful, meaning
army wise.
Yeah, and they think more. They out strategize
the opponent.
So we have the strongest military, basically. You say
now here's what I'm asking you though, Pop.
No, we don't.
Think about this for a second.
I didn't think so either.
If you have one of the most powerful countries in the world, mm-hmm. you would think that they wouldn't owe. I don't know who. I have no idea who the fuck this person is.
We owe friends.
$22.3 trillion.
Whoa.
Who is this person? Talk to me.
Now, why shouldn't they? Or if they can bully it.
That means you're not powerful.
No, I am that powerful. If I could take your money and don't have to pay you back, I'm that powerful.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. What happens to bullies at the end of the night?
Well, casualty. We all be a casualty of war.
That's all. And it's going to happen because eventually you're just going to have to give me mines. And everybody's not going to keep playing. And look, this is why Americans leave this place. And when they're in another country, they treat them like shit. This is the reason why.
I'm going to agree to disagree.
Shoot it.
You know what I'm saying?
Give me yours. This is why you're here. Talk to me. Tell me how you feel. How you feel? What's up?
I mean, shit. Money is power.
Okay.
They take their money. They got power.
Okay. Absolutely.
But somebody owes. They owe $22.3 trillion.
I always owe you. So I'm paying you back.
So let me get
mine.
I just lost the night.
No. I'm just saying. We're talking about
in the past.
France and the.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me and you.
So I mean, why not?
All right. So now let me ask you a question. You cool with somebody owing you $22.2 trillion and not giving you nothing?
That's some shit.
That's too much money.
Shit, man, listen.
Yeah, I gotta cut you off at a couple million.
That shit is crazy.
We're not getting into the billions and the trillions.
Exactly.
I'm not getting there.
I'm not even gonna ask him. He's Jewish. It doesn't even make sense to ask him.
I don't even have $22.3 trillion.
Say now one more time. Slow down now.
I don't have $22.3 trillion.
Okay,
man.
Now, would you ever lend somebody? If you was the leader of Israel, would you lend somebody $22.3 trillion?
Fuck out of here.
Nah.
Why not? You have it. If you had it, would you do it?
You would if it's a business move.
Nah.
They're getting a VIG. Understand that. It's just. Yeah,
but if you ain't getting paid, you're getting no VIG.
Talk about it.
They are getting paid because they own land here, property here. They're probably not paying.
Who owns land and property?
Okay, whoever America owes.
Who are they? I just want to know who they are. We don't know.
Asians.
France.
France. So there's a lot of French buildings here?
No. Yeah, there's buildings in the city with nobody living in them. Yeah. They're just fully like people invested in them. No one's living in them.
And they're probably not paying it's probably no taxes.
Yo, it's amazing to me that all of a sudden people became politicians overnight.
It's not
people
in here
know everything.
It's not a politician.
All right, so it's common sense again.
Okay.
We go back to common sense.
I mean, it's just knowing.
Okay, so now we have buildings in New York that don't have no people in them.
Yes.
That the French own.
Like, no, not the French.
French.
German.
Asians.
Not Americans.
Okay.
Yo, let me ask you, why you think in damn near every borough there's like a little China? Everybody has their own little
community.
Community and all
that. Exactly. I'm going to give you one better. Have you ever seen a Chinese restaurant commercial?
Oh.
Hell no, you never will. Why would they promote it? We promote it.
Say it one more time.
Yeah, we promote them.
Word of mouth shit, yeah.
But they'll tell you something different, though. You've never seen one. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a Chinese person pumping their own gas?
What?
Yeah.
You have? Right. Just making sure. I don't think I've ever seen that in my life.
Well, what?
Go to Main Street. The gas station right there across the street from the park.
That's kind of racist. You're saying there's a lot of people in Main Street that are Asian?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's their community right
there.
That's flushing. That's a fact.
Now, let me ask a question. I know. Let me ask a question. How many of them are there? A
couple hundred thousand.
Exactly. Easy.
No way. There's more than that.
If not a million.
No.
There's
got a million in there.
No. True story.
No, they have to have a millionaire.
You ready for this?
No way.
You ready for this? This is
a millionaire.
There's more people.
There's a million.
You ready for this? There's the corner of Roosevelt and Main is the busiest intersection in all of New York City. Foot traffic with people.
Roosevelt and Main?
Yep.
Main Street?
Main Street and Roosevelt.
You gotta say Main Street.
Right there.
You say Main. Motherfuckers go right up.
At that corner, there's more pedestrian traffic than anywhere else in New York City, more than Times Square, daily.
That's incredible. But they stay in there.
Do they jaywalk over there?
Fuck yeah.
Why they don't get in trouble?
Because they govern their own people.
Flushing Chinatown only has 33,000 people.
That's census.
A lie.
Stop.
That's a lie. There's 33,000 on one block.
There's 33,000 residences, exactly. Maybe. Yeah.
So look, yeah, ICE, still, they should go in there. Still. They don't want to fuck with them, though, right? They leave them alone.
There was the guy that had 15 apartments in one apartment.
It's because money. It's about money.
So you're trying to say the my little Mexicans and my little Venezuelans, Colombians, Ecuadorians, look, they ain't bringing no money?
We were talking about this earlier. They're helping them get the money. They're trying to build a wall. And put spikes on it.
Oh, no. What? Yeah. This is. All right. So this came out today. This is just. Let's just talk about how crazy this is. So it came out that Trump was trying to put the wall up, as we all know, right? Mm-hmm. He wanted to put watchtowers up with gunmen to be able to shoot people in the legs, women, children, everything. Ask the legality behind shooting somebody on the Mexican side from America. Wanted to put spikes on the wall that could pierce human flesh. And then lastly, he wanted to dig a trench, fill it with water, with alligators and snakes.
What the fuck is this, Saw?
No, like this is like a 9-year-old like thought process.
Now,
like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, now let me ask you a question.
Obstacle courses and shit.
You find yourself struggling to get out of bed? Feels like life is weighing you down. Do you feel lonely, anxious, depressed, have uncontrollable sexual thoughts, suicidal? Then you may need Fuck It All. Brought to you by Crocter and Shambles. Fuck It All is a safe prescription drug that allows you to get out of bed and deal with your day. Side effects include frequent urination, anal leakage, uncontrollable drooling, temporary blindness, complete loss of motor function, headaches, tooth decay, constipation, and dry mouth. Ask your physician today about Fuck It All and let life flourish. Fuck It All is a safe, non-habit-forming prescription for daily use against depression. Ask your physician.
You are tuned into.
What is the name of the show?
Present. No, that was me.
He thinking he placed it there. Like he put it there in between the second.
Good evening.
He didn't think he actually did it.
I mean,
so we're back.
He's a special ed too. Hello.
Yeah. That's what happens when people don't wear headphones.
Fuck them.
We're back.
Good evening, North Korea. Shout out to some radios. Go to cool DJs. There we go. Nice. Now, we're actually in sports right now.
I got something for this.
Okay.
You got something for sports?
Yeah, did you guys hear about that California law where they're going to pay the college athletes now?
I was trying to pass that too.
They should have been doing that.
Yeah. Well, I completely agree with that, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of, you know, colleges and everybody else up in arms over this.
They're going to fuck their money up because they like these kids owe money, so now they're going to get money and pay their own college tuition. They don't have to owe nobody nothing, which is from the beginning should be. Yeah. This game that they got.
Not to mention, you got people in there. These college kids can't even
all,
eat. These
sports. The amount of money that college is making is.
They make more than the NBA
is fucking ridiculous amounts, and plus they can afford to pay the kids tuition and housing with the money they're making off their back, so it's really nothing.
Of like $50 a week, that wouldn't hurt them
at all. $50?
I'm just.
That's slavery.
Shit, what you think we?
They're getting more per diem than that.
Fuck, slavery's still here.
I'm not saying it's not.
He said, "Fuck slavery." That shit left.
Nah, but they get more than that.
Hold on, Pop. That shit left. I ain't. Look, man, they have to take me out. I'm not doing no slavery shit. You bugging? What you mean? You know something we don't know?
Slavery.
Talk to me.
I can't. I don't know.
No, don't you know? I don't know now. What happened? What's going on?
That shit's still here, my
man.
Child trafficking.
$15 an hour is slavery.
Exactly.
That damn show is.
And they complaining. We're giving them $15 an hour. It's hurting our business. Can't even afford rent with $15 an hour.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's true.
That's slavery.
I mean, when you look at it from that point of view, it is.
See?
Now, forget all of that. We're supposed to be in sports right now.
Okay.
Right?
The fight was incredible, man.
Talk to me about this fight.
Oh, man.
Said it was the fight of the year.
Spence and Porter.
Spence did his thing. Porter did his thing.
Porter showed a lot of heart.
Can't take nothing from him.
Okay.
But they ain't fucking my boy Crawford. Mm-mm. Neither one of them, I think, wants to see Crawford.
Okay, who's Crawford?
Terrence Crawford.
I'm saying, who is he? You saying your boy? He didn't have the fight. Give him a little feedback. Everybody don't know.
All right. For those who don't know, there Terrence you go. Crawford.
Assume people are stupid, Pop. Right.
I can't.
You should.
Okay. Now that it's coming from two people.
And one of them being white, you know, makes a lot of sense now.
Mm-hmm.
Paulie, should he assume most people are stupid?
Yo,
two white people. Two white people now.
All right, so Pop, so Crawford, talk to me.
Terrence Crawford from Oklahoma.
Okay.
I thought it was Nebraska. Nebraska.
There we go. See, here we go. Fix him out. Fix him.
Good white guy right
there. There we go. Good layup.
Yeah, definitely.
Middleweight, featherweight, lightweight,
no.
Heavyweight.
Walter
weight.
This is what we're talking about.
Nobody said nothing, so we got to tell
people.
So
you don't watch boxing?
I do, but the people don't. The people that we're talking about, they may not know who we're talking about.
What y'all say earlier? Assume that they're
dumb. Okay. Stupid. Yes. Okay. So he's a welterweight.
He's a welterweight.
Welterweight.
147 pounder.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what else? Is he a champ? How many belts does he
have? Undefeated.
Undefeated. What's his record?
I don't know.
Something in O.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There we go. Something in O.
About 20 something at O.
Okay. In the 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
You think you saying that's the guy right now? Who does he fight next?
Well, that's up in the air.
Who do you want to see him? Who do you want to see fight?
He's just
I wouldn't mind to see him fight
Spence.
Who y'all think gonna win that?
I got Crawford. I got my money on Crawford.
Who you got, Paulie?
Even though it's Bradley a hard, Crawford. It's a hard. Yeah, Crawford fight is a
beast.
He's a
beast.
Who you going with, G?
Yeah, I'll go with Crawford. He's a beast.
Josh, who you going with?
Not Crawford.
Okay.
Oh shit.
I like to disagree with
you. You just want to be on the opposite side of the fence. Okay.
Not Crawford.
Yo, he's feeling good today. He won two Uno games.
He
so
definitely
he's
champion
feeling
talk.
Real good.
A little fucked up.
From one to another.
There we go, Paulie. It's looking like that bad night that we had. Everybody get one, man. You got the one.
Hold on, man. This guy skips me to go to Pop, and Pop's saying it's a good move.
Did
I don't
you win?
Hear that
did
shit.
You win any game?
I don't want to hear that shit.
Did
I
you walk, that was no
first of all,
it.
Wait. I walked in the middle of the shit. So
if you won
don't
a game,
count.
You could continue talking.
Hello. How
many games?
How
many games did you guys play before I got here?
Three.
That's a lot of games.
We played four after. We played more after.
You played the lion's share of the game.
I only played half the games, pretty much.
You played four
out of
seven.
I
would
have got a one.
Four out of seven, you would have got a one. You had a win, not a one.
Let's put it like this. How much money you lost?
What?
How much money you lost?
I'm down a dubski.
$20, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 25.
Chops up. Inf left, he up.
Chops won the first game.
So we
got to
get the money from y'all. That's all.
I mean, we continue playing.
We played on the air before. We've done it.
Shit, pull out your table.
Listen, man. Everybody can grab it. There's no problem. We get the weekend.
No one's
going.
Grabbing nothing.
You're right. Let's stop that. Last time they wanted to put me in a van that I didn't want to
play
by.
Uno
told
on
them.
The
nope.
Sports corner. You see this?
Paulie, what's going on?
It's competitive.
The game last night.
What game?
Pretty good game.
Who?
Damn, you didn't watch the Milwaukee?
He said, oh.
What? Milwaukee?
Who the hell?
Nah.
You missed the game?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
This is the sports guy, Pop.
Okay.
Yesterday they had a wild card game. You know what a wild card is in baseball?
No, I don't watch baseball.
Okay, but it's one and done. So basically you just play one game. It's like
a
playoff game. Mm-hmm. Well, not Milwaukee, as you could tell.
They lost? Who'd they lose to?
What you call it? In the eighth, they were down 3-1. The Brewers brought their closer in.
Who lost?
They played
Hey, who lost?
The Nationals.
Oh, Nationals won. That's right, yeah.
The kid, bottom of the eighth.
The kid, that's his name?
The kid, no, yeah. Soto.
His last name's The Kid.
The kid.
Soto.
The kid, last name, bottom of the eighth.
Do you have immigration problems? You should call 1-800-GET-PAPERS. We steal the identity of somebody here legally and make you Bill Smith. Social Security numbers already attached with pensions. You should call 1-800-GET-PAPERS. For the low, low, we will also provide a birth certificate from people who have already died and nobody checks. Trust. You should call 1-800-GET-PAPERS. 1-800-GET-PAPERS. Dígame, mijo. Llámeme. Ya. Si usted tiene problema con su inmigración, llámenos a 1-800. Coja sus papeles. Nosotros obtenemos papeles para usted, para personas que ya están aquí. Usted será llamado Bill Smith. You should call 1-800-GET-PAPERS. Tendrá un social ya con una pensión que viene con él. Y si necesita un certificado de nacimiento, también se lo podemos dar con una persona que ya se ha muerto. Nadie chequea. Llámenos ya. You should call 1-800-GET-PAPERS.
You are tuned into
is the name of the show.
Are you racist?
I am the least racist person that you have ever met.
Present.
Even though Korea, shout out to the Raiders, out to Coach Clue, the DJs.
Yeah. Yo,
guess what's back?
Pop, what's up, Pop? Pop,
no,
this whole motherfucking show.
This is now time to guess the race.
You ready, Pop?
No.
Gotta be racist. Bring the racism out.
Nah. So I got a whole bunch of crimes. I'm gonna tell you the crime that somebody committed. You're gonna guess the
Black.
Race of the person.
The fuck, we ain't gotta play that game.
You'd be surprised.
Nah,
you'll be surprised.
All right,
let's go.
So, Fort Myers, Florida. You got a man. He was arrested Well, first he was tasered, then he was arrested. He was broke into a home. He stripped himself naked. Started to masturbate and defecate.
What's the dude that got away with Trayvon Martin murder? What's his name?
George Zimmerman.
That's who that was.
In specific, it was him?
Yeah.
Okay. He masturbated and defecated on the couch, and then the homeowner pulled a gun on him.
I'm gonna definitely go with white because he got naked. I'm saying this is a white person. Definitely white.
I already said my white person.
Zimmerman.
Fort Myers, that's Caucasian. I'm going white.
I'm going white.
It's a white guy.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody
we all
on
board.
Board. Everybody on
that
board.
Was easy there. Come on.
Everybody on board.
Step it up, Chops.
You got
a white man, black man, Chinese man.
They all walk into a bar. No, you got a guy who basically was a fake dentist, but put himself up as a dentist.
That's true.
He was...
They can only fake those kind of...
Nah, you'd be surprised. I think it's a curveball.
He gassed one of the patients and started kissing her buttocks.
What?
You know what?
He gave her a rim job, and it was unwarranted.
This is Indian. This is an Indian man.
Oh,
Indians
shit.
Be dentists. A lot of them.
He pulled the Indian card out. Okay.
It's a lot. I'm telling you, Indians. And the buttocks, little thing, you're freak.
Hold on.
Freaky
what do you
Indian.
Mean, American Indian or East Indian?
You can make whichever Indian you want. A woo-woo or hoo-hoo. It don't matter.
Okay.
Woo-woo. tell me, who you think? I'm saying Indian.
I said white.
White.
I'm going Hispanic.
Spanish.
I'm going white.
White.
Juan Colazo?
Oh!
Shaita!
Wow.
Called it with the point.
God damn, Juan.
How the fuck he faked that?
Sounds like my Colombians. He's probably Colombian, too. Sounds like Juan.
You got a
His
woman.
His name was Juan.
That's what I said.
You got a woman who was arrested for assault on her boyfriend for coming too quick.
Black.
We made up after this happened. Though.
Black.
You saying it's a Jew?
I was saying it was me. Yeah.
Coming too quick.
Black. Kind
of tough, man.
The chick beat the man up for coming too quick, got arrested.
Black.
Black.
I'm going Chinese.
I'm going Hispanic.
Chinese.
I'm going Spanish.
Black, let's go.
Raquel Gonzalez.
God damn!
What the fuck is going
on? That boy's
on
fire.
Fuck a lot of Dominicans. I know what's going on out here.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Shit.
So you got a man,
so
right?
What's up?
He got arrested, and he said the cocaine they found in his ass wasn't his.
Inf.
Donald Trump.
Yo. In his ass.
He said it wasn't
now,
his and it was in his ass.
Yep.
Man.
It was in between his ass cheeks, but it wasn't his. But he has no idea how it got there.
Hold on. The butt wasn't his? What are you talking about?
No,
the coke in his asshole.
Coke in his asshole.
Like somebody stashed drugs in his ass.
He didn't know how it got there.
I'm going inf. I'm saying inf. That was inf.
That is the crazy part. You said inf?
You're right over there. What are you saying?
Who you going with?
I'm going white.
Nah, give me some. Give me any color. Pick a color.
Red.
That's white.
I'm going to stick with Hispanic.
I'm going white, man. It's a Hispanic.
Nah, it's a black dude.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Him. I told you, I know it.
What?
I'm on the board, baby. I got one. He got two. You got nothing. He got nothing.
All right, let me get this. You got a You got a Florida ranch owner who...
Florida!
Had a man arrested for fucking his donkey.
White.
Yeah. Definitely white, and the person that fucked the donkey was Spanish.
This is a Spanish donkey fucker.
White donkey fucker.
Carlos Romero is
Hispanic.
Yeah,
I knew that. I told you. That's what I said.
Fuck?
The man's fucking that was a
man,
Spanish.
They like that shit.
They into that.
This is
I'm Colombian. I know that. He's fucked donkeys back home. This is how it goes.
That nigga's fucked donkeys.
That's what they do. 3-2.
A 350-pound man punches the Domino's pizza guy in the face for forgetting his garlic knots.
Black. Wait a minute. Whoa, garlic knots. Yeah, black.
Damn. This is a tough one. I'm going to go with white because they take their food real serious.
Chinese.
Oh, shit. Curveball.
Chinese people aren't 350 pounds.
It's bullshit. You ain't watching sumo wrestling.
Far and few in between.
Yeah.
But 350 pounds... Pizza Hut?
Domino's.
Domino's.
That makes a difference.
It makes a difference. Yeah. I think Domino's is the more high class
one.
Yeah,
I didn't say Little Caesars.
Thanks, I know that.
Damn.
I'm going to say white.
I said black already.
It's a white guy.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. He's only up one. I'm right by. I'm there. I'm going to get this one right here.
Play. What the fuck is this?
Y'all gave up. Y'all quit.
The game is set up.
What happened? Yeah, y'all quit.
All right. So man got arrested.
Right, watch this.
For DUI. Got brought to the police station, and they discovered a live squirrel in his shirt.
Chris Brown.
What?
This is definitely something a white person would do. They only walk around with squirrels thinking it's okay.
Justin Bieber.
What was it? What happened?
Gotta be white.
Guy got arrested for DUI. But when they got him in the cop car, they noticed he had a live squirrel running around in his shirt.
What was he going to do with a squirrel?
We tied now.
White.
It's a white guy.
Here we go. We tied now, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm on board now.
Ain't no black dude messing with no squirrel.
Hell no.
You haven't watched World Star lately?
Unless it's the taco meat on his chest they thought was a squirrel.
Woman 50 battered her boyfriend 32 because 6 came before 9.
6'9"?
Say what now? What the fuck?
Wow.
Tekashi?
What'd you just say?
It's another situation where basically
she beat her boyfriend up.
She beat her boyfriend up because she sucked him off, and then he was like, yeah, I'm good.
Oh, hold on. That changes, though. I'm good. This makes it a little
black.
Different.
Black.
This one is black.
I'm going Spanish. I'm going Colombian with this.
This is white.
Paulie with the win.
God damn.
For white lady.
Yo, your racism is on high tonight.
You're like extra with it.
Wow.
What happened?
Well, that happened to me recently. I got a blowjob.
And then
she wanted me to eat her out. And
I told her
no.
We could talk about this. You're getting battered.
I told her no.
No, Paulie, you're getting battered.
No means no.
No, but you're not answering the question.
Hold on.
Are you being battered?
Paulie is Jewish.
Yes.
This is incredible.
You've never met a Jewish Paulie?
No.
Ever in your life? You go the first one.
Exactly.
He's always the first for everything. Why can't a Jewish person be named Paulie? I don't understand.
I feel like you're being racist right now.
Yeah.
That was just the racist corner, right?
It's the race. Yeah.
So that was a little bit of racism, though, because you said that there's no Paulies that are Jewish.
That I've heard or know of.
So now if you haven't heard of Noah, then it's okay for you to say that.
Well,
but I haven't seen no Indian people, and I'm wrong.
But you, huh?
So we can Google right now if there's a Paulie that's Jewish, and I guarantee you one comes up.
Okay. There's 6.7 million Indians.
Yeah.
Well, we just found that out. But when I said that I didn't know it, I haven't seen him, I'm bugging.
You did. You just turned a blind eye.
Now you're telling me what I'm doing. See, that's what's going on here.
Yeah, well.
You just told me what I did.
We're done.
That's it?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. God bless you. Good night. Till next Thursday. Say something, Pop.
Yo.
Listen to my commercial, Pop.
Yeah, you're listening to What Is the Name of the Show. This is Paulie Pickhams, and I'm going to give you a key to success. Back in the late 70s, I was a pimp in Las Vegas, and every night, I slap my girls on the ass, and then I tell them, whether you're on the top or the bottom, you're still getting paid.
God bless the United States. Thank you very much. Thank you.
DJ Clue presents DesertStormRadio.com, broadcasting live in 23 countries with the hottest DJs from around the world. DesertStormRadio.com.